Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 16th of September 2024. Today's topic is the power of our thoughts. Our text today is taken from Philippians chapter 4 verses 7 through 9. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Key verse, Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Most actions begin with a thought. Failure and defeat, like success and victory, begin with a thought. The story of Dinah's careless sightseeing in the city of Shechem shows that actions, whether good or bad, begin with a thought. The evil that happened to her may well have started with a thought and desire to be like the daughters of Shechem, to see how they dress and so on. She then acted on the thought and decided to go on that careless visitation that led to her defilement, being made unclean by Shechem. Attempts to avenge the evil done to Dinah led to the killing of Shechem and his brothers by Simeon and Judah, Dinah's brothers. This action caused Jacob, their father, great pain and agony. When dirty thoughts are allowed, they lead to evil and sorrow. God wants you to think only about things that are honest, pure, and things that bring Him glory. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Make up your mind to reject dirty and sinful thoughts, and think only on what pleases God. Prayer for today. Dear Father, help me to think only on things that pleases you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Further reading, Genesis chapter 34 verses 1 through 7. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.